The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back. And this is probably going to be one of my most favorite book reviews ever. No offense to anybody else before or anybody else after, but I've been waiting for this book for a long time coming, and it's finally here. We are going to be talking about Mare Kane, written by the wonderful Glenn Jacobs. Thank you so much to Center Street for sending us this review copy so we can take a look at it and read it. And I love it because it's everything I wanted and more. So it's perfect. It's available now, right? By the way, it came out as of this review. So today it's at fine booksellers everywhere if you'd like to purchase it. But we have to talk about it.
The first thing we need to talk about, there are some books. You can name what the books are in your own heads. Where you read them and you go, yeah, someone else wrote it.
No, he wrote it. You can tell he wrote it.
You pick up this book and you just read one page. It's all you need to read. One page. That's Glenn. That's Kane.
Kane.
You can tell it right in the voice. You can just, the way it comes off, it's like, yep, that's him. It's him telling the stories. Yep, that's his cadence. You can hear it. You can read it in his own sounding voice. It's him.
Yeah, it's him. They might have had somebody like ghostwrite it in the sense of put it together in chapters or kind of format it a little bit differently, but I would say probably 80-90% of it is in his voice. It is in his way he speaks. Like you just read a page, because that's exactly what happened, because it's like it just says, you know, Glenn Jacobs is the author, and you're kind of wondering, okay, is he really the author? I mean, I know he's incredibly intelligent, and I'm sure I have little doubt that, you know, he could write a book, but it's like you wonder sometimes, and it's like you open it up and you read it and you're like,
yep, that's him.
Yep, that's him.
That is indeed him. And it's like,
that is.
We've spoken to him in the past. We've had him on the show before. So it's like, we know his cadence. We know how he sounds in watching him, his career in WWE, whatever. You know how he sounds. It's two different people. But when you're talking to Glenn, and how he tells the stories, it's like, yep, that's him. And when you open the book and you go, okay, that's the guy we talked to 5 years ago. Yep, that's him right there. Mm-hmm. This is a really good book that details a lot of his career, his thoughts be going into politics, and sort of how he's evolved as a person, as a performer, throughout his life.
What I really like about this book, one, is that it's super easy to read.
Very, very easy.
It's in short little snippets in some cases. It's not necessarily organized into what I would term chapters. It's organized into stories. Or in topics. So like, you know, he talks about real training with the professor, the great Malenko. And then it kind of goes into, you know, Puerto Rico, and it's chapters, but it's not hard chapters. It's like one topic to the next, and it tells the story that way. And that's how it's organized. So it's really nice. And there's some of them are short little snippets. Some of them are a couple pages. But it's a really nice way to recount his history. And what I love in this book is he doesn't change. He legit seems like the same person he was when he was like 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure he's changed quite a bit since he was 15, but he just you can just tell that there is a really genuine, warm person behind this book.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
And I love that. I love that throughout the book, he's open and he's honest and he kind of makes fun of himself in spots. And, you know, you can tell that there's not a lot of ego there, which is very cool. Like, you read some books and you're like, oh my God, why? It's like, can you just get over yourself? You don't get that with this, you know, you don't. It's so nice to see that he's that down to earth.
And there's a story in the book where he's having this really bad travel day, and it's like, and he gets on the phone and he's screaming mad, and like, whoever's talking to the office, and they go like, yeah, Glenn's mad. This is not the type of person he normally is. He's just really fuming mad because he has had some real bad travel days because he was just coming off the movie. And yeah, you can tell what type of real person is. It's really described in this book of the genuine person who he is, was, and will forever be.
Yeah. So I don't know about you, but did you find anything that you particularly liked in the book?
Oh, I love the story where they were talking about the first time they met Dr. Shelby. He recants the story about meeting Dr. Shelby. It's like, oh, that's nice. And that was part of his bad travel, too. It's like, the whole thing, they tell a whole story about the setup of him and Daniel Bryan coming together and stuff like that. And he talks about the travel. And he also talks about meeting Dr. Shelby and how, you know, once they did the vignettes with him, he heard back, like, the kids in Dr. Shelby's actual class, because he's a teacher, finally thought he was cool.
Oh!
So that was cool.
That was cool. I liked when he was talking about the sort of start of Kane and what Vince's vision for Kane was.
Mm-hmm.
Which is really interesting because it's like what Kane sort of started out as and what he became and then kind of what he sort of like quasi finished out as. Because I think at this point, Kane is sort of like done. Maybe, I don't know, like, I don't want to say he's, like, done, but it's just, you know, Kane has moved on to more important things, and he is invoking change elsewhere. But what I liked is how, you know, Vince is, like, he's not necessarily physically scarred, but he has a scarred ego.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he, you know, the original look was supposed to be like this superhero type look with like a cape and everything. And so it's like he's compensating for the fact that, you know, he feels he's ugly and he's emotionally scarred by wearing a cape. And just the little bit of like the snippet of the backstory behind that and how, you know, it's like that actually makes a lot of sense. And that's really cool that they thought that deeply about the character to go there with it. And it just kind of shows how deep Vince goes, because this was all Vince, how deep he goes with some of these characters and what he wants to see and that there's a whole psychology behind it. They just don't hand you a character and they're like, here you go. And you don't know what to do with it, at least for this. And, you know, as we saw with The Undertaker, there's a whole backstory there, which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And you hear it later in the book where he talks about becoming Corporate Kane and how they had this whole plan. This was supposed to be his retirement character, sort of, where I guess retirement's a bad phrase, but his take it easy character where he doesn't have to do much anymore, which is what it really became. And you go with what the plan was, and then you go, and then he becomes more of a wrestler than he probably was planned to. He was just supposed to be the director of operations. He was just supposed to be in the background. He wasn't supposed to be...
But he was so good at it.
No, but he wasn't supposed to wrestle as much as he did as Corporate Kane.
Oh, I know.
That was the thing.
Because I think he was starting his exploration into running for office at that point.
He was also beat up physically, too.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But he was interested in doing other things. And so they were like, okay, yeah, you know, just go ahead and do the Corporate Kane thing. And it was... Honestly, Corporate Kane is one of the best characters he ever did, at least in my opinion. I always loved that character.
Oh, yeah, it was a great character.
Like, the stuff that he did with Brian, the Corporate Kane stuff, because it was, even for him, it was out of the box. It was completely different than some of the other stuff that he's done. Like, the early stuff with The Undertaker, everything up to that point was great, but I don't know why, the Corporate Kane and the Daniel Bryan stuff just resonates.
The one tidbit is he never liked the name Corporate Kane.
Well, I could see that.
He just wanted to be Kane.
Well, but...
Because he just wanted it's just the new evolution of Kane. It's like, he just wanted to be, hey, I'm Corporate, I'm just Kane, this is who I am now. And then when he put the mask on, he would be more of the demon, and that's sort of what it was.
But I feel like because he has so many different personas, it's like we have Corporate Kane, we have Demon Kane, we have Team Hell No Kane, we have just Kane. Like, there's different, I don't know, that's stupid, but that's what I feel like they had to start doing because there's so many different, like, offshoots and personalities and things that he's done, that it's like, which version are we going to get? Because there are.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there really are, that there's just, it's different personalities almost. And depending on what he's doing at the time, you get a different personality. Because there's like the goofier one, and then there's the scary one, and then there's just the chill one. And, you know, I don't know. That's how I see it. But either way, all personalities are discussed in the book. Getting back to the book.
Including fake Diesel. Isaac Yankum.
He did not like that. He did not like it at all.
No, but he also tells a story of getting stuck in Mexico and how that all transpired. And yeah,
actually, kind of going back to that period when they came up with the original character of Kane, they were like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna name you Inferno," and he's like, "Wait,
what?"
So you give me Isaac Yankum, and then you give me Fate Diesel, and now you're gonna give me Inferno? Like, no. No. And so he did. He kind of fought to get the name changed, and he won. And in the end, he got Kane. But yeah, Yeah.
All in all, this is a really fun book to read. It's worth going out of your way to go get. It makes the perfect gift on Black Friday for Christmas or any time of the year.
Yeah, if you want something that's just really light and fun and interesting at the same time, this is a great book to read. It's a wonderful history of wrestling. And also, if you're into politics, he does talk about politics throughout the book, mainly towards the tail end because it's where it sort of all picks up for him. But he's had an interest in politics and libertarianism for a really long time. He's incredibly smart about it. And I would highly recommend reading it if you're interested in that as well. There's also a really sweet foreword. I know we mentioned him a couple times, but there's a really sweet foreword by The Undertaker at the front of the book where he talks about it. And then there's another one by Senator Rand Paul as well. So definitely check it out if you're into that. So all in all, this is a wonderful book. Thank you for it, Glenn. We appreciate it. Not that he'll ever hear this, but thank you so much. I appreciate this. It's not even a we, it's an I appreciate this because I loved reading this. It was great.
You can say we.
You can say we? Okay, it was a we. Mm-hmm. We love this. Thank you. So, yes, and thank you to Center Street for sending us this once again. It's most appreciated. Everybody, check it out. It is Mayor Kane, My Life in Wrestling and Politics by Glenn Jacobs. It's available at all fine booksellers now, so please go buy it, read it. It's very, very, very enjoyable.
It's Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check us out live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Twitch.tv/WTRLive.
So that does it for us. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and you've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, the Mayor Kane edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And everybody stay tuned because we will be back with another review very soon. Till then.